Module 7. Civilizations and Science. 7A. Reading. Exercise 2B, page 102.
Mysterious places. Shrouded in mystery, there are structures from the ancient world that still defy explanation. Here, four people talk about visiting some of the world's most intriguing sites. Easter Island.
Easter Island is a faraway place I'd heard about but never thought I'd get the chance to visit. Then, in 2010, I came into some money, so I decided to go. What an experience! At 2,000 miles off Chile's coast, it is one of the most isolated places on Earth. I travelled there to see the mysterious giant stone monoliths, known as Moai, that dot the island's coastline. There are over 800 of these statues, the largest weighing over 80 tons. There are many theories about what the statues represent and why they were constructed, but no one really knows who put them there and why. Some think the statues were put up to honour the ancestors of the island's ancient inhabitants. Personally, I think they were put up to guard them. Standing in the presence of the statues is a surreal experience. Easter Island is one of the few places I've been to that I still dream about. It didn't just live up to my expectations, it exceeded them.
Nazca Lines, Peru.
Why in the world would an ancient civilization have spent years in the middle of the desert creating long lines and giant symbols, whose patterns are clearly visible only from the air? This is the mystery that has puzzled researchers for years. The Nazca Lines, which are located in the Nazca Desert in Peru, depict hundreds of different figures, including sharks, monkeys and spiders. The pictures are believed to have been created between 400 and 650 AD. But why? Scholars have said the lines may have represented constellations or have had religious significance. More wild theories say the lines were created by aliens and were landing strips for their aircraft. Personally, I think that's going too far. But seeing the drawings, I definitely couldn't stop wondering how on earth an ancient people could have created such massive works of art without the ability of flight to see what they were creating.
Great Pyramid of Giza, Egypt.
Nothing prepares you for the sense of wonder and complete awe you feel the moment you set eyes on the Great Pyramid of Giza. The sheer size of the structure alone had me shaking my head in disbelief. To this day, no one knows how, 5,000 years ago, people living along the Nile were able to move over 2 million stone blocks weighing up to 15 tons to a nearly 500-foot summit. But that's not all that will make your jaw drop. Whoever built it encoded geographical, mathematical, and astronomical information into its structure. How they had the knowledge to do this and why they did it is a complete mystery. For example, the pyramid's four sides are perfectly aligned to true north, south, east, and west. Why? Then, there's the mysterious fact that on one level of the pyramid, food does not decompose and dull razor blades become sharp again. The accuracy of the pyramid's workmanship is such that its base is almost completely level. It varies less than 15 millimeters in height over 13 acres. How did an ancient civilization achieve such accuracy when architects today can't even do so? Some people believe the Great Pyramid was a structure for gathering, amplifying, and focusing a mysterious energy field. Whatever its purpose, seeing it raises more questions than answers.
Stonehenge, Britain.
Visiting Stonehenge had long been a goal of mine, and on my last trip to England, I finally managed it. When I was finally confronted by the sight of these famous huge stones, I was speechless, and walking around them provoked some very strange feelings in me. I could sense these stones are very important and Stonehenge has some mysterious meaning. If only we could discover what it is. All we know for certain is Stonehenge is over 5,000 years old, was constructed in stages, and many of its stones come from mountains in Wales more than 240 miles away. How did they accomplish such a feat? Stonehenge seems to taunt us with its mystery. The stones are set up to align perfectly with the midsummer sunrise. Was Stonehenge a temple, a burial ground, an astronomical calendar, or a healing site? Somehow I doubt Stonehenge will ever give up its secrets.